Does publicity add to or subtract from paid promotional materials? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Ching, associate professor of marketing at the University of Toronto's Rotman School of Management, examines whether something needs to be said twice if someone else has already said it for you.
We all know the saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Publicity attracts attention to a product or individual, and with attention comes with the opportunity to tell your story in a way that benefits you. In the business world, a product story is typically told via paid promotional activities. Our research asks if publicity enhances the value of paid promotional activity or mitigates the need for it. We investigated the market for prescription drugs, particularly for cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins. In many cases, the long-term impact of pharmaceutical products is uncertain for many years. This leads to ongoing clinical studies whose results generate publicity for the drug. As is well known, drug companies spend significant amounts each year promoting their products. Statins are a good example of all these features. Our study shows that the impact of publicity depends on statin features being publicized. Publicity touting a statin's effectiveness at lowering cholesterol mitigates the need for paid promotional activities. Basically, this publicity is free advertising. By contrast, publicity promoting a statin's effectiveness at reducing heart disease risk enhances the value of paid promotional activities. This publicity gets the attention of physicians and makes them open to the big sale. Why the difference? A statin's effectiveness at lowering cholesterol is simple to communicate. Promotional activities add little to what is provided by publicity. On the other hand, a statin's effectiveness at reducing heart disease risk is complex to communicate. Now publicity has credibility that gets the doctor's attention. Why paid promotional activities can provide all the details.
That was Andrew Ching of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.